Today is the feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus, and these are the announcements. There will not be benediction this evening. There will be blessing of articles after Mass today at the communion rail. Next Sunday is the Feast of the Holy Family. That's our patronal feast, and we will have a high Mass at 9 a.m., in honor of our patronal feast, and most likely it will be a solemn Mass, if God willing we all stay healthy. So that's next Sunday, the usual time, but it will be a solemn Mass. Then tomorrow, after the 8:30 Mass, is the cleaning of the chapel. I want to thank those of you, especially these last months, when it's been more difficult, that you've been faithful to that assistance, to that devotion of cleaning God's house. And as you know, the priests are returning to the confessional in the back of the chapel to hear confessions. So just as a reminder, because sometimes a person may forget to speak softly, to whisper while you're confessing your sins so you're not overheard. And also, it's been in the announcements, but it's a good reminder for everyone to, when you're in the chapel, when you come in, to remember it's God's house. So that means to be reverent, speak softly, because sometimes a person may forget, and the priest is hearing confessions, the people are praying in the chapel. So to be extra careful about that. And that's before, during, and after Mass, because, as you know, we're now hearing confessions after the Mass too, so that's why I want to make sure everything is as reverent and peaceful as possible. Tuesday, January 5th, is the feast of St. Telesphorus. Wednesday is a very important feast, and that is January 6th, the Epiphany of our Lord. So the Mass will be at the normal time of 8:30, but it is a very important feast. We'll speak about that in a few moments. The epistle for this Mass is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are on trial today about a good work done to a cripple as to how this man has been cured, be it known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even in this name does he stand here before you sound. This is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verse 21. At that time, when 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This feast, it's always celebrated on the Sunday between the octave day of Christmas and the Feast of the Epiphany. And if the Sunday doesn't fall during that time. It's always on January 2nd. So it's always celebrated by the church. And that is because of the great reverence, respect, and honor we owe to the name of Jesus. It has its own feast to remind us of that. Here's what was just read by the priest at the collect of this Mass. O God, you have established your only begotten Son as the Savior of mankind and commanded that he should be called Jesus. Mercifully grant that we who venerate his holy name on earth may also be filled with the enjoyment of the vision of him in heaven. That collect, that plea to God in heaven, to the Holy Trinity, to sum it up, it means that anyone who sincerely calls upon the name of Jesus will get to heaven. It's very simple. Now, there are non-Catholics, many Protestants who invoke the name of Jesus. Are they to all go to heaven or to hell? Because they're calling upon the name of Jesus. Well, obviously, we have to believe in everything that Christ taught us. But I think God does not ignore their invoking his name if they are sincere. Because the name of Jesus is consolation to the faithful, strength to us, and gives us confidence. Whereas to those who are enemies, especially the devil, Lucifer and his cohorts, they are afraid. They actually tremble at the invoking of the name of Jesus. If you recall, we've mentioned it in the past, the name Jesus means Savior, and it comes from the Hebrew name Joshua. There was actually a prophet, Joshua. And it means Savior. And so, over the centuries in history of the church, devotion to God, especially invoking his holy name, was waning. So we had saints such as Saint Bernardine of Siena, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, who would speak about and promote the devotion to and the speaking of the name of Jesus. That's why we have this symbol on this window here to our right. We don't appreciate it because we are so used to having the familiar friendship, intimacy with Jesus, because that's what our holy faith has taught us, to say the name of Jesus in time of need. So, in times of temptation or discouragement or anxiety or opposition or persecution or even annoyances, to call upon the name of Jesus. And along with that, of course, the name of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her spouse and the foster father of our Lord, Joseph. So we say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, help us. Pope St. Pius X granted a 300 days indulgence every time you say Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That indulgence, meaning it will lessen the punishment due to your sins if they're already forgiven. If you have any remaining, they will be removed. If you have the misfortune of going to purgatory, your punishment will be lessened. And it keeps you safe. It helps us overcome our faults by invoking the name of Jesus. Did you know that? If you have a particular habit of sin or fault, imperfection, whatever it is, you say, Jesus, help me overcome this. We were about 7-8 minutes before 9 o'clock. We were walking over to come over to the chapel to offer Mass for all of you. Because we want to be on time. That's something I wasn't even a seminarian. I was a layman 40 some years ago at the little chapel in security, and Father Ward gave a sermon to the people he was visiting. And he was talking about the sin of pride, because we're always thinking of ourselves rather than our neighbor. We're thinking of ourselves rather than thinking and praying to God. It's always about me. What I want, how I'm offended, my agenda. And that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way of the saints. So our Lord says, learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart. And he said in the sermon, tardiness, being late, is a sign of pride. We've told you that in the past. Well, I'm walking over here, and all of a sudden, my hand was bleeding right here. I don't know how it happened. I couldn't stop it. I thought, I got to do something about this because it's going to get on the vestments, the altar. Most likely, that was an evil spirit caused that to make me late. To be a bad example. So we thought we owe you that little explanation. But instead of letting it get to me, I thought, no, Jesus, you wished that this happen to have the appearance of not being on time. But you've given me the grace to invoke your name to be patient, even in a little annoyance like this. Here are some words of saints about this feast day. Here is St. Bernard. He was an abbot, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, lived about 1,000 years ago. He had such a devotion to Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary that we realized that, and God gave us a gift, this community, about 30 years ago, of an image of St. Bernard in our chapel, this shrine here. He says, not without reason does the Holy Ghost compare the name of the bridegroom to oil, when he inspires the bride to say to the bridegroom, the name is as oil poured out, for oil gives light, it nourishes, it anoints, it kindles fire, it renews the flesh, it assuages pain. It is light, food, medicine. See how like to this is the name of the true bridegroom. It is a light when it is preached. It is food in meditation. It is balm and healing when it is invoked for aid. Let us touch upon each point briefly. From what source do you think, but from the preaching of the name of Jesus was the light of faith kindled so brightly, so swiftly throughout the entire world? Is it not in the light of this name that God called us into his marvelous light? St. Paul speaks truly of us who have been made enlightened and see the light of faith through the light of this name when he says, "For you were hitherto darkness, but now the light in the Lord." And I'm going to continue, because this great priest and abbot and saint can say it better than I can. "This is the name which the same apostle was commanded to bear before kings and Gentiles and the children of Israel. This is the name he bore as a light and illuminated his fatherland, crying out everywhere, 'The night is past and the day is at hand.'" So he's quoting St. Paul. "Let us therefore cast off works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day." He showed to all the candle upon the candlestick, preaching in every place Jesus and him crucified. How resplendent that light shone, how it dazzled the eyes of all who beheld it. Coming forth like lightning from the mouth of St. Peter, it cured the man who was lame and illumined many spiritually blind. Did he not spread fire abroad when he said, "In the name of Christ Jesus of Nazareth, arise and walk"? The name of Jesus is not light alone, it is food as well. As often as you recall it to mind, are you not strengthened? What else can so enrich the mind of one meditating upon it? What else can restore jaded senses, strengthen virtue, make good and holy habits flourish, foster chaste affections? All food is as dry husks to the soul unless it is steeped in this oil, insipid unless seasoned with this salt. If you write it as no savor for me, unless I read there the name of Jesus. If you discourse or converse, it has no taste unless the name of Jesus shall sound. The name of Jesus is honey to the mouth, music to the ear, gladness to the heart. It is healing. Is one among us so sad? Let Jesus come into his heart and spring from thence to his lips. Behold the dawning of that name, every cloud scatters and clear day returns. Has anyone fallen into sin? And does he run despairingly towards the toils of death? If he but invokes the name of life, will not life be renewed within him? So there is a brief discourse. It's part of a sermon he gave on the name of Jesus. That in every need, every circumstance, we call upon the name of Jesus. We can say his name out loud. We can say the name of Jesus privately throughout the day. Now, on this third day of the new year, what a beautiful gift Holy Mother, the Church, gives us by a Mass honoring the name of Jesus. To strengthen us, to remind us, because we forget, we all forget. The apostles, Jesus gave the apostles and saints the power to raise the dead just by invoking his name, the name of Jesus. Can you believe that? That someone who's dead, and even examples, for example, with St. Anthony, their body was already decayed, and they invoked the name of Jesus, and the person, for a particular reason, is brought back to life by God's will. But there is danger looking around us. As we mentioned earlier, the evil spirits who make us doubt, make us afraid to invoke the name of God. To tempt us to think, I've committed too many sins. I'm not worthy. It does no good to invoke the name of Jesus. Or it's not going to help. Or I've tried and nothing happened. And we say, God says to us, O ye of little faith, we can't let the enemies of our faith, both angels and men and women, drag us away from the name of Jesus. Look at the example in the upcoming Sunday of our Lord is actually, and they believed, some of the apostles were not sure, but they're in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. The apostles are physically with our Lord. And he was exhausted from preaching, so he fell asleep, and the storm came up. And they became worried. They lost trust. And they cried out, save us, Lord, we're perishing. Well, their faith was weak, they had doubts, but that's what we should say. Save me, Jesus. I'm lost. I'm being dragged down to hell by evil people, by my sins. But I know if I call upon your name, I will be saved. So never, ever forget to call upon the name, the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in need, in temptation. To show you, I can't go into the whole history of it, but it was Saint Bernardine of Siena, as we mentioned before, in the 15th century, and a fellow Franciscan, Saint John Capistran. You may have heard of them. And they were the priests that not just promoted devotion to the holy name of Jesus, but started preaching about it. St. Bernard preached all over Italy and gave sermons. He would stop in a town and preach, if you can believe this, for 3 to 4 hours. Should I do that today? No, I will not. But if God inspired a priest and one of us to preach for the needs of the people longer, then we would do so. And he was the one that promoted the monogram of the IHS, the first three letters in Greek of the name of Jesus. And he said to put those letters, the monogram, just put the IHS on doors to your home to heal feuds and arguments. He used it to combat abusive gambling and irreverence of the holy name. Never take the name of God in vain. Don't say the name of Jesus irreverently. It's holy. The name of God is holy. Saying the holy name, as we said, you get 300 days indulgence, but here's what it does. It repels the devil. It rids us of temptation. Temptations from the devil, from ourselves, and from the world. It gives peace to the soul. The holy name gives strength in sufferings. Glory to God. The main reason it gives glory to God is because it's his name, but also it signifies his incarnation. Because he was given that name before he was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it was the name prepared from all eternity for the Son of God to become a man. So it does signify his incarnation. And it assists those who have illness. It gives consolation to the dying. It relieves sufferings of the souls in purgatory, the name of Jesus. So St. John Capistran and St. Bernardine of Siena, about 500 years ago, you know what happened? They're promoting the holy name of Jesus, preaching about it. What could go wrong? Who would oppose them? Well, they were stopped by their bishop, by authorities in the church. Stop doing that. That cannot be done. Who would have thought? Well, that's been going on for centuries. Good priests performing good works and lukewarm or evil bishops trying to stop them. So the case was brought before the Pope, Pope Urban. And when he heard them explain it, not only did he give them approval, but wanted for the whole church to have processions with banners with the IHS to be held throughout the church. Processions in honor of the Holy Name, and he, the Pope, participated in it. And the last thing we'll tell you, and just remember, the whole point of the Incarnation, of honoring the Holy Name of Jesus, it is our connection to the crucifix, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross. That is the whole point of the Incarnation. Because he came on earth to conquer sin in general, but to overcome sin in each one of us. So he gives us this beautiful gift of being allowed to say his name and to invoke it in time of need. Every time you say the name of Jesus, you are directly tied to Jesus dying on the cross in his death. you're also connected, of course, to the Holy Eucharist. See how powerful it is? None of us can appreciate it, but maybe you can make a spiritual, a Catholic New Year's resolution, one that you, by the grace of God, will keep till the day you die, and that is to say, "Dear Father in heaven, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph and all the angels and saints, I promise I'm going to say your name in the name of your mother and your Father on earth. I'm going to say Jesus, Mary, and Joseph whenever I'm tempted in any bad circumstance to keep me from offending thee. I'm going to promise that. And if I forget, in the next hour or a day from now, give me the grace, send my guardian angel to remind me to keep my promise. And if I forget another time, or 10 times, if I keep forgetting because I am so weak, so ignorant, so much in need, keep reminding me to say your holy name so that I can get to heaven. And there I can say and speak your name for all eternity. May God bless you.